Storm Lake Tornado football. Spencer Tigers in town. Week number 8. Head coach Rudy Week is with me right now in the pregame. And Rudy, before Spencer, let's back up the Spirit Lake last Saturday afternoon. 28-0 at half. We score 41 points in the victory, and your team looked very, very good for most of that football game.
Yeah, I was happy with our effort. I was excited with the way that we could come out focused and fired up, even on a Saturday afternoon. And it was fun, you know, watching our guys warm up in the mud and the dirt and really get into it.
You know, it had to be pleasing for you and the staff coming off that Lamar's game in which you said maybe, you know, that effort wasn't there in the first half, or maybe you thought with their record they might just roll over. But for your guys to come out like that with a couple punches right off the bat, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I've read that it's hard for student athletes to get up for every game, you know, to really get emotionally invested in every game. And I think that Lamar's was kind of a down one. Now what we need to do is be able to take care of business without, you know, without all the emotions. But it's really like it was good to see that stuff back. We were fired up again. We were, you know, running around and having a good time. And, you know, it wasn't so much about their effort at Lamar's. It was just their attitude, I think, wasn't there.
Do you ever sense, Coach, the feeling or the vibe from your team week to week, and maybe, you know, in the back of your mind, sense how they're going to be playing?
You know, it's funny. Like when we went against Humboldt, I was stressed at the beginning of that game. I thought we were not mentally prepared, and we went out and there were no issues. And then Lamar's, I was like, well, this is just like how we were at Humboldt, so maybe it'll be fine. And then it was not fine. So, you know, typically I can kind of get a feel for how their emotions are. But what that means, you know, there are times where our guys are laughing and goofing around, and then they come out and womp, and then there are times where they're focused, and, you know, it kind of depends.
Well, this is a big one. Every week is big in the district. You know that. We know that. And Spencer Tigers, we know they love running the triple option offense.
Yeah, they're going to run the ball, and they're good at it. They actually, if they went out and all they have is us and Algona, if they went out, they'll be in the playoffs over us and Helan. So, you know, I think that's important to remember. They're a really good football team. And I watch them, and their one bigger loss was to Sergeant Bluff. And they were still able to run the ball a lot. So they're a good team. They're going to be fired up because they've got a shot at the playoffs, but they have to go through us. So they're going to bring everything they got.
Well, so will your team. How do you? I know you always say assignment football when you defend that triple option. Is there anything more to it, or is it just simply just that?
That's what it is. I mean, it really is. Now, people say assignment football. You know, you got to take care of your job. Right, but like they have guys blocking us too, you know. So sometimes it's not that people did the wrong thing. It's just that other guys were blocked. So that's where it's, you know, if the fullback has it and that's your guy, yeah, you got to take care of him. But if the quarterback keeps it, hopefully you've gone to the fullback and now you're chasing down the quarterback and taking away the cutback lane, and that's important. You know, it's still 11 guys to the ball once you identify where the ball is.
All right, tell me a little bit about the Spencer defense and what you see when you scout them out.
They do everything. It's a little bit crazy because they're in a 4-4 sometimes, and it looks like a 4-2-5. Then they're in a 5-3, and then they're in a Vegas, and it's like, so we, you know, it actually lends itself fine to what we do because we have set rules for who we're blocking on any given play. You know, we read the first guy head up or outside the tackle. So if they line up, we just know, okay, that's the guy we're reading, and then we can just figure out how we're blocking it from the backside. And our offensive line, particularly Mickey Vasquez, they've done such a good job of communicating with each other where they identify what the team's in, and it might not be the perfect way to block it, but it's always a way that makes sense and a way that they can handle. So it helps out a lot, and it's really just been a last couple weeks thing. Where they're really making a difference out there.
Everybody healthy?
Yeah. Yep. Everybody's healthy.
Good. Good. And how was practice this week?
We had really good practices. It was real cold on Tuesday, so we went a little bit short, and then we went a little bit long yesterday. And you know, I felt like we were able to take care of business.
Well, here we are on Thursday morning doing our weekly visit, Rudy, to you and the guys and your coaching. Oh, by the way, how was the married one, Ben Seaman, over the weekend? What's the word there? Did everything go smoothly for him?
Hey, everything went smooth. She didn't get out of the way there, so we thought she might bail at the last second,
yeah.
But no, she went through with it.
Hey, Rudy, best of luck to you and the guys.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Coach Week here in the pregame. We'll take a break. More more on the pregame after this on 92.9 KKIA The Moose.